All right, talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. We're brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. We're also brought to you by my buds, Bud Light and McUltra. And all of our guests will be joining us today via the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. From Exit Realty First, and that line is 990-9426. And it is somewhat rare, because during the 5 o'clock hour, I mean, we just got a lot of people who are kind of coming and going, so we end up doing a lot of our interviews via the Ray Snell Sports Line earlier in the day. That's why it is such a nice and rare treat to be able to have guests live in the studio. And this time, let me adjust this real quick. This time, we're welcoming into the studio Greg Zeller. Greg, how you doing?
Good.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, you're fresh off the course.
Fresh off the course.
Fresh off the course. And it wasn't in Jackson. Tell us.
I was in Ann Arbor at Travis Point Country Club today.
Okay.
U.S. AM Tour event. And it's the old Golf Channel AM Tour. Now it's the U.S. AM Tour.
Okay.
And got to play over there in a great, great golf course.
I'm not familiar with the golf course over there, but I'm familiar with Travis Point. Back in the day, I DJed a handful of weddings over there when I knew the person who was managing it. So it's a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, it's about an hour. They used to run an LPGA event over there.
Okay.
The last few years, and then a couple years ago they stopped. But we played US AM Tour today to there, and I got a win over there today.
You got a win today.
That was nice. So.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a great, great course.
All right. So so Steve wasn't over there then. I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
He wasn't. No, thankfully, but I'd have handled him.
Well, I joke, because we were just talking a little bit off the air. We actually recorded a conversation with Steve Maddalena. We'll be talking with him tomorrow. We'll be sharing that conversation here tomorrow. He's coming off the big win from this weekend, but you guys have been in a lot of tournaments together lately. Yeah. And have you guys been flip-flapping one and two? Has it been close?
Well, so far, the senior county, he won that, and I came in third behind him and Mike Brocky.
Okay.
A couple strokes back, and then
that's because Brocky's kid couldn't play in it, right?
That's right. Because he wasn't old enough.
Right.
And then the Michigan Senior Open over at Bedford, I got one, and Steve was tied for second.
Okay.
And then the county open this last weekend, Steve was one, and I was two.
Ah, so we're kind of flip-flopping a little bit.
So the city senior's coming up this next weekend, and hopefully we kind of keep that trend going.
Okay.
I go one.
So you're up. You're up again. All right. Well, let's talk. It was really Doug was saying, hey, we got to get Zeller in here to talk about the Michigan Senior Open, because that was huge. That was a big win for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's the biggest one I've had.
Yeah.
And it was very good. I've played in it six or seven times now in the last few years in Michigan Senior. It's always at Bedford Valley in Battle Creek, which is a great course. Right now, it's my favorite course.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I've got a lot of favorites, but right now that's number one.
It's not because it smells like cereal. That's right.
But it really is a good course. I qualified for the Michigan Amateur there a couple times, so I knew the course pretty well. I've played it 12, 15 times.
Okay.
And I just played really good this week over there. So
I mean, what was it? What part was it? Just like all aspects of the game are on fire? Were you having better drives, better short game?
I hit it in play a lot off the tee. My driver was really good, and when your driver's good there, the greens are big, easy to hit greens in regulation, and I putted pretty good. I mean, I made 10 birdies over 2 days.
Okay.
I had 4 3 putts over 2 days, but they didn't seem to hurt me too much because I made a lot of birdies. And when you're familiar with the course, it's easier to play.
Right.
I mean, that's a given. And I just played it really well. I got started off on the second day really well. Birdied 5 of the first 7 holes and kind of cruise from there.
Okay.
And that was nice. It was nice to get up on the guys that were already ahead of you going into the second day.
Okay.
Because I was playing right with them.
So you had to play a little catch-up, though.
Yeah, I did. I was 2 strokes back going into the second day. I was 2 under. They were both 4. I was in the last group.
Okay.
And I birdied the first two holes, and one of the guys bogeyed the first two, and the other guy parred them both. So
yeah,
two holes in, I'm tied for the lead.
Okay.
Then I birdied two of the next three, and I was in the lead, and I just kind of held on to it all day long.
Is that a better position to be in when you're playing from behind, and then you're in, like, the last group, so you kind of I mean, if you're paying attention, are you the kind that follows what's happening on the course?
Well, we didn't have any live scoring in this one, okay. So it was a little different, but I knew we were a few strokes out ahead of the group going yeah. into the day, and knowing that, first of all, I got to beat the guys I'm playing with if you're going to win the tournament. You can't right. win if you can't beat the guys you're playing with.
Okay.
And I got ahead of them about four holes in, and we kind of knew we were playing pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And so we kind of knew. And then after nine holes, they came out and took pictures of all the cards, and then they put it online.
Okay.
So then we knew we were where we were.
Okay.
And it was a couple strokes ahead with six, seven holes to go. And
right.
it was like, don't play stupid. So, and I played pretty good, right. obviously.
Well, I mean, you've got a lot of experience. Yeah. So, I mean, yep. but, and you know, with the experience comes wisdom mm-hmm. with the game. But is it still difficult to kind of keep those little voices on the back of your head when you're playing well and you're trying to maintain the lead?
That's a really good point. Once you get into that situation, you kind of know how your body's going to react and how your swing's going to react, because we've been in that position quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I knew, just kind of maintain, stay kind of aggressive, you know, conservative targets, aggressive swings, and try not to think about the end result.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I did, and it worked out pretty well for me.
So, I'd say so, yeah. Yeah. I would say so.
And being in that position quite a few times now has helped.
Okay.
Obviously, experience is
right.
awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. So, and I asked this of Steve earlier today.
Yeah.
When you've got just a variety of different tournaments under yeah. your belt, and it's nice to be playing those ones that are out of county because you're playing stiffer competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's also nice to be playing in county because you're familiar with a
the
lot of the players
right.
and with the courses.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when you get a win, what's a better win, in county, or if you're winning at some of these bigger ones outside of county?
Well, I've told a lot of people, if you can win in Jackson,
yeah,
you're beating a lot of really good players.
Okay.
Steve Metalinas and Todd Marson and Mark Krasinowski's and all these guys that have played and won, and so that helps with that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Michigan Senior Open this week Tuesday, Wednesday, I played in the last group with Scott Haber, I think I got his name right.
Okay.
Who's a pro out of Traverse Country Club, Traverse City
okay.
Country Club, who's been the PGA Player of the Year for eight of the last 10 years.
He's played. And he played in Jackson this past weekend.
He's played in PGA Championship okay. in the Michigan Senior.
Oh, Open. The Michigan Senior. Okay.
And that's who I was paired up with, and he's played in PGA Championships and all that.
Yeah.
And I think the experience of playing in Jackson against guys like Steve, who's played in numerous
yeah.
tournaments, and competing with them has helped immensely.
Yeah.
I mean, you get comfortable in your own skin, and I think that's the biggest part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this past weekend, veterans of the game just kind of took it over.
Heck yeah.
I mean,
take care of those kids.
No, I mean, no, but there's a lot of great talent
there's
in Jackson.
There's a lot of talent in Jackson. And, you know, I played with Colin O'Connell, who's a buddy of mine, and he's 34, and he hits it 50 yards by me, and
uh-huh.
Guy out of Battle Creek that came over and played, Corey Roberts, who was busting it, and played with him for 2 days. But at Cascades too, you got to know where to hit it.
Yeah.
And I think that helped.
The experience.
Yeah. I wasn't hitting it great off the tee Sunday, but I wasn't missing in bad spots because I knew where to, you know, you kind of know where to hit it when you've played the course.
Right.
Experience helps.
You played that one a lot, right?
Well, I live off the fifth tee.
I played
a few times a
week.
Well,
it's like you and Steve both have kind
yeah,
of on
he grew up on the course,
he
too.
Did.
He grew
yeah.
up off the fourth green there.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And I've known him for a long time. We know each other's games pretty good.
Yeah.
He's really good, and I'm trying to get to that point.
Well, it sounds like you guys are just really close with your game.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been flip-flopping back and forth, one and yeah. two, and so you're the next one to be up at one. Right? If it stays
hopefully,
that way. I don't want to jinx anything.
No, hopefully.
Okay.
I tell you what, if you can keep up with Steve and where he's at,
Yeah.
You're going to do okay.
Be okay. All right. Yeah. So is Cascades course, is that your favorite course here in Jackson?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I live off the 15, and I coached the last 5 years at Jackson High School, and that's our home course, so I'm on it all the time. And it's a great course, and it's hard to score well on it if you don't know the course very well because of the greens and all that, but it's just a great course.
Now, when did you start golfing? I mean, seriously, start golfing.
I played in junior leagues out at Hickory Hills when it was a nine-hole course.
Okay.
And, you know, and then seriously, I played in high school. I went to college, and I played basketball in college, and my college coach was the golf coach, and he said, well, if you play in high school, you can play here. And I go, we're here to play basketball. And he goes, well, I'm the golf coach too, so you're going to play. We need numbers.
And where was this at? Which college?
This is Greenville University down in Illinois.
Okay.
Sister school to Spring Arbor.
Okay.
And so free golf in college. It's like,
why not, right?
Oh, that's awesome. And so when I got home back to Michigan, you know, I played in leagues and all that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really play serious tournament golf till probably the mid-90s.
Okay.
You know, and I got into it.
Wow.
I got into it, and I think I won, I won my first county open in 2000, so that was 22 years ago, so I was 40.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of figured it out. And, you know, I can't play basketball anymore. I'm too old. So I stuck to golf.
Well, there's some people at the Macro who would disagree with you.
I know.
They could find an age
bracket for it. I love to play basketball, but it's just it hurts too long to do it anymore.
Right.
But, so I enjoy golf, and I like the competition, and it's been good to me.
So like mid-30s, 40s, that's really when you started to kind of take it seriously.
Right. When I thought I was good enough to play in a city tournament. And matter of fact, my first city tournament I played at Cascades, and I was paired up with Jerry Lafleur, who's won a bunch of tournaments in town. In the very first hole, I teed off, and I hit it almost all the way to the red tee.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I rolled it. Made an eight on the first hole. And Jerry, about three holes in, Jerry knew that I was nervous, and he just said, just play. It's just fun. It's just golf.
Yeah.
And I just relaxed and just kind of played.
Okay. So, all right. So now, when were you inducted into the Hall of Fame here in Jackson? Was that last year?
2019.
Okay. So still relatively new.
Yeah.
All right. But to be able to accomplish that while still only playing seriously since like mid-30s, late-30s to 40s, somewhere in there, I mean, that's – you must have had a hell of a run.
It was good. It was a goal. Uh-huh. Once I won my first county, it was a goal. It's like, I'm going to play. I want to get the honor roll points that they do in Jackson and all that. And that was a goal. Playing good in the honor roll points. The Hall of Fame wasn't a goal till about 10, 12 years in when I had a few wins, and then it was like, you know what, I think if I get a few more, I can get into that, and that was a goal, and I made that, and that was pretty sweet.
Do you have, of all of your tournament wins, do you have one that's your favorite?
Oh, man.
Or one that, like, when you start thinking about it, what's the first one?
You always go the most recent.
Okay.
But the first county win, I won in a playoff against Steve Madalena, Mark Krasnowski, and Brian Kuhn.
Okay. All recognizable names. Yeah.
All big names. I won that in a playoff. 2014, I won a spring thaw, and I thought maybe I was done winning at that point, and I won that one.
Okay.
And then I won a county in 2019, I'll say my third one.
Okay.
And I won that one. And so, you know, that a favorite one, I think now at my age, my favorite one's my last one.
Okay.
So I'll take that Michigan Senior Open. I'll take that as a
I thought you were going to say Travis Point.
Well, that was today.
That was today. Right? Yeah, that Senior Open's pretty big.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah. And now, have you won that one before?
No, I've played in it six or seven times. I've been in the top 10 with the amateur part two or three times, but it was just kind of going on and getting it in the hole, so it was kind of fun.
Have you thought about when you would ever step away from the tournaments, or are you just going to keep going until you can't go anymore, or what's your plan there?
I'm telling you.
You're just going to keep going.
I can't think about not playing because the competition is what drives me.
Yeah. And you're beating the young guys too.
Competition in sports is what drives me. So it's kind of hard to say. I don't want to look at the end.
Yeah.
There's no end in sight
right
now.
There's
no end in sight right now.
Right.
I'm not hitting as far as I hit it 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, but I'm hitting it straighter. I'm playing better.
Mm-hmm. Playing smarter.
Boy, I wish I knew what I knew now when I was 40.
Right.
You know, maybe it was been different, but I'm enjoying it right now.
I think everybody says that to themselves, Paul. All so. Aspects of life, yeah. Like every 5-10 years or so. Boy, if I wish I would have known now what I knew, you know,
we
my 30s.
Smarter, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. We
but
do.
I'm enjoying it now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got a lot of friends we play with, and they're like, man, I just hope I can hit like that. When I'm 63, you know, almost 64, so I'm like, I'm just going to enjoy it while I can.
So when you go out and play just for fun, if you're not in a tournament, I mean, how many times a week do you get out to play just for fun?
Well, I play with a group on Wednesday and Fridays at Cascades. We play for a little bit of money. I mean, it's nothing big. But
right.
That's for fun, but it's competition.
Uh-huh.
There's always something.
Okay.
It's even with a buddy, it's like, okay, we're playing these next six holes for a candy bar. We
it's got to be for
we
something.
We got to play for something. It's okay. There's got to be something serious out there. But
Have you ever sharked anybody?
What's that?
Where you've like kind of underplayed a little bit so you could kind of...
I'm going to say no, but...
That's a no, but saying yes.
We play in some scrambles here and there, uh-huh. And we make bets with people, but we don't tell them that I get up tees until the bet's made.
Okay. All right.
Then we go from there. So.
All right. So, wow. It seems like you just have a lot of fun doing it right now.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
Like I said, competition drives me, and it's a blast. It's fun.
Outside of Cascades, mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
Who?
In Jackson.
Man, I'm telling you.
We've got a lot of great courses.
It's so hard to pick, even if you pick Michigan. Yeah. But I tell you what, Calderon is great.
Okay.
I got buddies that are members out at the country club. I get to play out there, and it's awesome right now. Huh. Eric Tarian does a great job at Sharp Park with the greens. When we play tournaments there, the greens are perfect, and the course is fun to play. I grew up on Hickory Hills when it was a 9-hole course.
Okay.
I haven't been out there in a few years, but I was a member at Arbor Hills back in 2000. That's a great course. It's hard to say, but Cascades, it's my favorite.
Right, yeah.
It's a home course.
Oh, gosh, I just had a question. I just
Michigan.
Just lost
Michigan favorite?
I mean, no. All right, here it is. So you have... we've got such a great pool of talent here in Jackson. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of great courses here in Jackson. How unique is Jackson in that aspect of it? Because I know you've traveled around.
I'll tell
you've
you
played
this.
Talent in other areas. Yeah. What's Jackson like compared
I'll tell
to
you
other?
This. Anytime I go anywhere, we go up to Boyne for the GAM Mid-Am, or we go to Upper Peninsula and play in a course, or we go to Ann Arbor and play. We go to Benton Harbor and play, and we play. And where are you from? From Jackson. Oh, man. Okay. If they
really?
Know you're from Jackson, they know you can play some golf.
Okay.
They seriously do, because it's got such a good reputation around the state.
Yeah.
For Arbor Hills and Cascades and Jackson Country Club, because of all the qualifiers they have for GAM stuff, Golf Association of Michigan stuff.
Now, for a while there, we were kind of concerned about golf because we weren't getting any young people coming out and playing, and we weren't getting kind of that bounce back, the players to replace those who keep progressing forward. Mm-hmm. Do you still feel? I mean, we don't have that situation in Jackson now, do we?
Not with the guys, I don't think. I think with the girls, we do.
Okay,
but we did have a good influx of girls this year.
Okay,
some younger girls playing some good golf. Cameron Shannon and. Hilderly girl and Kalka girl.
Okay.
I don't remember all the
I got to get Elaine on this show. I got to get her on, because we've been talking about the guys, but we haven't been talking about the ladies much.
Yeah. But the guys, you know, there's a good influx of guys golf and the young kids, and we just need to get more in there.
Okay.
But after Steve and I and some of the older guys are done, maybe we'll let them come in.
Okay. You just keep beating them.
I don't want to compete against too young of guys.
But we had
I'm going to say 80 guys in the county open this year, which is a little low, but you know, times are tough and inflation and all that, but it was a good number.
So you coached Jay High for a number of years? Is that what you?
I have for 5 years.
For five years.
This year, I've retired.
Okay.
My wife and I bought a mobile home. We're going to travel, and I'm going to play golf up and down the East Coast in Florida in the winter.
That's cool.
She can work from the mobile home, and we're going to enjoy that a little bit.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. That
I'm keeping in contact with the kids, and I told them that, and I'm going to help the current coach out, whoever that might be. I think You know, I'm not sure who it's going to be right now, but we need some time to ourselves to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And that, while I can play, I want to play in some tournaments.
So what's the most important thing you can tell, you know, a young person who's just approaching the game, or, you know, they don't have the skill set yet, but they enjoy the game? But what's your biggest piece of advice you give to someone who's just starting out?
First of all, enjoy the game. Just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, I've told some of my kids that played on the golf team last year, I said, you know, they get frustrated with shots and that. And I said, you're not good enough to get mad. Don't let a bad hole ruin your next one.
Okay.
And, but when I realized that, I started playing better. We're not good enough to get mad.
Yeah.
We're not PGA Tour people. Those guys get mad, but they're making bucks, you know, they're making big money. Be frustrated with yourself, be disappointed, but blow it off and then play the next hole. You can't let bad shots and bad holes ruin your next few.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing. But first, have fun. And second, don't get mad at it. It's a game.
Very cool.
It's a game, and it's a great game. And we're lucky in Jackson with all the courses that we have.
Right. Well, so. The thing about golf is, I mean, you can have, you know, like me, just put together a string of just horrible, horrible shots. But all of a sudden, you just hit that sweet spot. That's what gets you, isn't it? And then you're just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I hit that. And all of a sudden, the other guys on your scramble are using your ball, which they haven't done all day long. But you hit that one shot that nobody else on the planet's going to hit.
You get that feeling.
Yeah.
And it usually happens on the very last hole of the worst round you've played. And you go, I'm coming back.
Right.
But that's what's cool about it. Yeah. When you hit that good shot and you feel that, you go, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We have Greg Zeller in the studio with us. Greg, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming
in.
Thank you. Congratulations on all the wins. And, on the horizon, what's coming up this year? You've got one this weekend?
We've got the City Senior coming up in Sharp Park Saturday, Sunday. And then I don't think I have much. The Masters, the Jackson Masters, coming up in mid-August at Calderon.
Okay.
And then in mid-October, I've got the USAM Tour that I just played on today. We have our Nationals, and that's out in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I came in second last year in that, so I got some ghosts to fill out there.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes.
So in the RV, do the clubs travel in the compartment down low, or are they going to be inside with you?
Oh, they're inside, and I've got a spot for them. Okay. My wife already knows. This is the golf spot.
Okay.
You can have all the rest. This is for my golf bag and golf balls.
All right. Craig, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you very
much. This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We'll be back with more right after this quick break. And we'll get into Dan Campbell and what he's stepped in lately here very soon on Talkback Jackson Sports.
What's an oil change running these days? About $50 to $100, depending on where you go, depending on the type of vehicle you have. I've got a free one for you from Vision Tire and Auto. All you have to do is play along with the not-so-impossible poll. It's actually pretty easy. At Talkback Jackson Sports on Facebook. Look for the...